is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Nick Alexio, attorney at law, address on file of Isaacs and Isaacs. Dear Mr. Alexio, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Charles Thompson II, please note the following medical letter, period. There's going to be three Charles Thompsons that I'm going to be dictating tonight, so please be aware that there's going to be the second, the third, etc. So this is on Charles Thompson II. Charles is C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Thompson is T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, the second. The patient was seen by me September 19th, 2023, to perform an independent medical evaluation, period. I have reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 56-year-old male, height 5'10" tall, weight 180 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about March 11th of 2022, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. There was questionable loss of consciousness, period. Police apparently went through an intersection without their siren on and entered the green light that the patient had, resulting in the patient striking the side of the police vehicle, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was in a 1988 Chevy Silverado truck, period. He was jerked, period. The patient's head hit the left door window, period. He had initial pain that became worse a couple days later involving his neck, comma, headaches, comma, bilateral shoulders, comma, and radiating pain down the arms, period. New paragraph. His neck pain is described as a constant dull pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both arms to the fingers, period. He has numbness and tingling in both arms. His right is greater than the left, period. New paragraph. His headaches are described as intermittent, period. They occur a few hours per day, period. They are located in the occipital region, period. It is described as a throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the neck, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that he saw his family doctor a few days later, which was actually the nurse practitioner. An exam was done, and he was referred to a neurospecialist approximately 1 to 3 weeks later. He had tests, including an MRI and CT. He was sent to a neurospecialist and put on medication, period. He was advised he had a concussion and pinched nerves, period. He was advised of potential injections in the neck, but he deferred this, period. The potential for physical therapy was discussed, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has bad headaches, period. He has difficulty talking and playing with his grandchildren, comma. He has anxiety driving, comma. Yard work is affected, comma. Housework, comma. Sports such as basketball and football, comma. Sex, comma. And sleeping, period. New paragraph. Under prescription medications, he denies. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medications and exercise, period. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals he was given disability in 2009 for a low back automobile accident, period. He has degenerative joint disease, period. He has a history of arthritis, comma. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has not had prior neck injuries, period. He has not had prior neck pain despite arthritis in other areas, period. He has not had neck or disc symptoms until this automobile accident, period. His arthritis pain was in the shoulders and low back prior to this automobile accident, period. The patient has not had prior severe headaches. Other than 20 years ago, he did have some headaches that have resolved, period. He was involved in an automobile accident approximately the year 2007, where he injured both wrists, neck, and low back without permanency, period. It did not require major treatment, and it did resolve, period. He has not had work injuries, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals right shoulder joint replacement in 2022, as well as an appendectomy in the past period. New paragraph, occupation, he is on disability from 2009 for degenerative joint disease, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and want to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Records from Community Howard Regional Health, Pain Management, May 13th, 2022. Stacy returns for a review of bilateral upper extremity EMG and nerve conduction study that was obtained for upper extremity paresthesias, period. His electrodiagnostic study is notable for bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. His primary concern today is general headaches. Assessment is 55-year-old male with bilateral hand paresthesias, likely bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, period. We previously discussed therapy for neck pain, comma, however, he declined, period. For his headaches, he plans to see neurology, period. Records from Indiana Health Center, date May 12, 2022. Reason for appointment was car accident in March and continues having neck pain and headaches. Patient does see ortho, but no improvement yet. Just wanting answers, not medication, period. Records from the emergency room at Community Howard Emergency Room Department, March 11th, 2022. Here is restrained driver involved in MVC, period. Complains of neck, comma, upper back pain, period. On physical examination, they documented abnormalities. They did x-rays of the cervical spine, which were negative for osseous abnormalities. They did x-rays of the right shoulder, which were negative for acute fracture. Clinical impression was 1, motor vehicle collision, 2, neck pain, 3, acute pain of the right shoulder. Cervical spine CT, Howard Regional Hospital, March 29th, 2022. Impression, severe/significant multilevel neuroforaminal stenosis, at least extending from C3-4 through C6-7, period. MRI of the brain, Howard Regional Hospital, September 6, 2022. No MRI findings present to provide clear etiology for symptoms, period. EMG and nerve conduction study, May 12, 2022. The study was abnormal, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of March 11th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, today's date, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid, but there was diminished strength and paravertebral muscle spasm with loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished range of motion of the cervical spine with extension diminished by 34 degrees, comma, flexion by 18 degrees, comma, side bending by 26 degrees on the left, comma, 32 degrees on the right, decreased rotation lacking 30 degrees of function on the left and 26 degrees on the right, period. There was diminished strength and crepitance in the cervical region, period. Examination of the thoracic and lumbar area was unremarkable. Examination of the skin revealed a 6 centimeter scar involving the right anterior shoulder from prior surgery, period. There was a large appendectomy scar in the right lower quadrant of the abdomen, period. Examination of the abdomen was otherwise remarkable, where it was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Neurological examination reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4. There was diminished sensation involving the right lateral forearm, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number 2, cephalgia and post-traumatic headaches, period. The above two diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of March 11th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the cephalgia and headaches, utilizing Table 13-18, he qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 6% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of March 11th, 2022, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical region because of this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Injections in the cervical area will cost approximately $3,000, period. Additional medications of a generic and over-the-counter nature would be $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500, period. There's also the potential for surgical intervention, period. New paragraph. I provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective exam during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risk of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information. station.